Bold theater performances come alive as the third annual In Fringe Fest New Orleans is underway. It is billed as the city's only full-scale festival for performing arts, with more than three dozen shows spanning a wide range of interest in venues across the Bywater, Marigny, and beyond. Los Angeles-based comedy songwriter and former WWNO colleague Bill Berry is in town with his award-winning musical Rose Petals and Ashes. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, Diane. It's good to be back.
It's been a while. How is L.A. treating you?
Oh, L.A. is wonderful. That's where I grew up. I've been back there and working in theater and in music, and it's been a wonderful life out there. I miss Louisiana a lot, though, I'll tell you that.
So tell us about your show, Rose Petals and Ashes. You have garnered a couple of prestigious awards recently.
Yes, I feel very honored to have gotten some awards. I've been making my way as a singer-songwriter, and some friends saw some songs, and my songs are very story-oriented, and they suggested, hey, put them together and do a one-person show, a theatrical show, and I did, and what the heck? It got some great reviews. I got two awards during the first run of the show. One was the Encore Producers Award from the Hollywood Fringe Festival. And then also a pretty big website in Los Angeles called the TVolution, like TV and Revolution put together. TVolution gave me their Platinum Medal, which is their highest award for theater for 2017. Pretty excited to get those. Thanks. And I've been bringing it from Los Angeles. We brought it to Canada this year, and I'm very excited to bring it now to New Orleans.
You're exploring a lot of issues with story songs, and you're incorporating comedy.
Yeah, well, I kind of have a hard time not kind of joking around. So a lot of my songs, in fact, all the songs that are in this show come from real life experiences, like a song called The Day We Stole Steve Martin, which is kind of a funny title anyway, but it is actually sort of like a shenanigans that you do in high school, and you go and steal a cardboard cutout at a record store, and it's a whole story there. I'm sort of known in Los Angeles as cutting up. I did an album of all comedy songs a couple years ago that we were very close to the Grammy Awards for comedy, and that was exciting, and so I've just continued in that realm, in that space. Although Rose Petals and Ashes has some serious songs as well.
Can you play a little something for us?
Well, sure, I'd be glad to. Here's something, I don't know if this is funny or not, but it's a song called The Brick, and it tells a little bit about, well, different ways that you can use your brick. A brick is just a brick, that's all it is and nothing more. But you can tell a lot about a man by what he uses his brick for. You could build a wall, you could build a bridge, you could build a barbecue or a place to put your fridge. Build a moat around your castle, keep out people you don't need. Build a jail around somebody, keep a man from being free. Build a million-dollar mansion or home to house the poor. Yeah, you can tell a lot about a man by what he uses his brick for.
What was the inspiration for that song?
This was a ways back. I came across a line in a book that sort of showed, like, yeah, you can see things one way, but there's many ways to see the same thing sometimes.
How will the evening unfold?
It's not like a concert or anything. It's an evening of theater. And all around you, what we're trying to have everyone picture is being at a beach, at a rocky beach. So we have sound effects of ocean sounds and seagulls and those sorts of things. And then when the show starts, I come out onto the rocks. I'm at the beach, and I start calling out to someone who may or may not be there.
And that's where Rose Petals and Ashes comes in.
I start calling out to a ghost from my past, my mother, but I have a bone to pick with her. And so that's what we get through. The sun was hid that morning beneath a coat of gray. We all met on the rental dock with our basket and bouquet. And no one had to say out loud that your time had come too soon. Too soon for us, but not soon enough for you. Your time had not come soon enough for you. Rose petals and ashes floating out to sea. Home on the water, far away from me. Goodbye, goodbye, sweet mystery.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
How do you offer comedy as a way to heal from life's painful events?
Well, I think in all events, we have to mix it up. You know, at funerals, sometimes it's so heavy. And you maybe go into a corner with a friend and you make a joke, some way to relieve the pressure. And that's what I do in the show. It's kind of some heavy themes, but I have some very funny songs in there. And it's to relieve the pressure. And it's to remind us that the world is both black and white. It's both very funny and very sad. I think the best compliment I've gotten from this show, and was the goal, is to have when people walk out saying, you know, I laughed until I cried, and then I cried, and then I laughed again. But the thing that really touches me the most is when they say, and you told my story too. It's so specific to me, but other people are telling me, no, that's my story too. And so that means so much to me.
And how are you hoping to connect with New Orleans audiences?
There's actually some New Orleans stuff. I lived here for 10 years. New Orleans takes up about a quarter of the show. So there's quite a bit about New Orleans and things that people will recognize and things that maybe people didn't know about the city.
Comedy songwriter Bill Berry, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much, Diane.
Los Angeles-based comedy songwriter Bill Berry presents Rose Petals and Ashes at In Fringe Fest New Orleans, opening tonight, with additional performances Friday and Sunday at the Garrett above Nola Chalindo, 4210 St. Claude, with the entrance on France Street. More info online, infringe@garrett.brownpapertickets.com.